30 more seconds. You are not praying. Our fathers are pilgrims. They sought for cities. They are pilgrims. They dwelt in tents. As they dwelt in tents, they sought for cities whose builder and maker is God. They sought for cities. We are pilgrims and we seek for cities. In Jesus. The purposes of God will be locked up forever until people begin to pray. I don't care anywhere you see any man manifesting in the name of God. Possibly you might not directly link, reduce a little. You might not directly link his manifestation to any visible prayer engagement. But it's because you are immortal. And if you are immortal, there are many things that is hidden from sight, the sight of men. And there are many things you will not understand, the many variables that is at play, at work, to make for the manifestation. I hope you didn't increase. Just keep it like this. On the day that Jesus was dedicated, on that day, I found out from the scripture. It's the Holy Ghost that showed me. How many parents did Jesus have on earth? It was there I found out that Jesus had two parents. Do you know what they taught you in Sunday school? In children class? What did you teach that children? Those children. Taught them that Mary and Joseph is the father of Jesus. Have you read the Bible well? How many times did Jesus himself accept? I want to ask you. How many times did Jesus himself accept that Joseph is his father? If you see it, come and tell me. Now, if you call him his father, he will not argue with you. But him, he never accepted it. When he addresses his mother, what does he call him? It's a woman. Woman. Go and check your Bible. Go and check. Maybe it's keeping your mind. You think when you hear woman, what you interpreted it is mommy. Or mother, na lie. His woman, his woman. You know, you will not understand. Jesus never says any careless word, because everything you can't cajole him to say what is not in uniformity with his knowledge, because his knowledge transcends time. There are things he knows about matters that is beyond time. So when you are trying to make him say something because of popular opinion, what people think, he can't, because he has been privy to superior information. And he knows his real parents. Because even though we see a man walking upon the face of the earth, there is a reality Jesus. Before the incarnation became a possibility upon the face of the earth, there are wombs in the spirit that were able to bear that child. And the day that Jesus was dedicated, two people appeared, and only the two of them have prophetic insight into the destiny of that child. The way you really know, are you with me? The way you really know who is the mother, is the person that has the prophetic insight over the destiny of that child. He will tell you, this is what God told me when I was 6 months pregnant with you. Is it not true? The same thing with the father. He will tell you, a year before you are born, God told me this about you. I was waiting for Joseph to say anything. He didn't say anything. I was waiting for... It's only Mary had small. But the information he had is before the birth. Whatever will happen after the birth, Mary doesn't know. But on that day that Jesus was giving birth, two men appeared. And Simeon opened his mouth and began to speak. It became obvious that the reason why Simeon has not died is because he is the spiritual womb. Huh? There is a father in the spirit that is tarrying in the temple. He is alive for one purpose. Huh? He is a priest unto God. And the purposes of God traveling from eternity is what is keeping him alive. We are not alive because we are strong. We are alive because of purpose. When a man is in alignment with purpose, he is such a man that can't die. Simeon was there. Do you know how old he was? He knew he can't die. If they're saying the Roman soldiers are killing everybody, oh, Simeon, run for your life. He will just be one way in the temple. He knows the one that sent him told, you will not die until you see the salvation of Israel come. You will not die. It's not given to Satan to kill us. It's not given to sickness and demons to kill us. Satan cannot just wake up and come and kill somebody like me. Ah. It will mean if you are in alignment and fulfilling why God kept you here and you just die, it will mean that I don't want to say this thing. Some angels will answer query. It will mean God is careless. Instead of you to die, eh? Even if you forgot to pray that night, he will go and put burden on her to pray for you. Because as of that time, the purposes of God must be expressed and you are in alignment. Huh? Your mother in the village will not sleep for 3 days. Because they need to preserve you. They need to preserve. Even before Jesus, the baby, the human, can speak and stand for himself, many people were ferried into this realm to preserve him. And then Simeon began to utter. He said, the Lord has raised a horn of salvation for Israel. Ah! Where did he learn it? Where did he get the information? It was in the place of prayer and priesthood. When you pray for this guy long enough, eh, you will have prophetic insight into his life. Anybody you pray for well, that person, his destiny can be hidden from you. Huh? God will begin to show you things about that person. Are you with me? Oh, there are people here, they pray for me a lot, and the kind of insight they have, once they tell me something, I don't doubt it. I will just start acting on it. There are some, I'll be asking God for interpretation. There are some, I will throw it inside the trash can. Many, I throw it inside the trash can. Especially if I know you are not praying for me, and you tell me, sir, I see where one gongoro come out your leg. I will not even pray. I will eat that morning. I will eat and watch television and say, because, you see, but when men give you cancer from the womb of intercession, you better go and act on it. Even if they tell me it's going to happen in 6 months, I will start now. I can't wait for 6 months. Because these men, when you are a man of prayer, you have prophetic insight concerning the matter. In case there is no light on your path, huh, your feet will be ordered. Listen to me. Sometimes people think the only impact of prayer in context with destiny is shining light. Some days you will not see. Some days, like the days of Corona, eh? God, there was darkness everywhere. Even men that used to see, they couldn't see. But men that were in alignment, their paths were correct. Even though we were not seeing those days, but you notice everything we did was correct. So the Bible said that there is a light unto your path. There is a light unto a lamp unto your feet, unto your path. So there is the feet, and then there is the path. So if God doesn't shine light so that you can see, he will simply, sometimes you are not seeing, but you are just moving. Has it not happened to you? You wake up, you didn't see anything, but you shall continue to do. When you continue to, you see it turn out, it seems as if if God, you just at the end, you know that God is the one that told me. You just felt like standing here at 7. Everything you were doing that day, Ram, is ordered feet. In fact, from my experience, I prefer ordered feet than lighting path. They are both good, though. But I found out sometimes God will show me what to do and I will fail to do it. That is light. Is it not true? But when He orders your feet, you cannot even understand why God is telling you to pray. But you prayed. He didn't to give, but you gave. To do this, to go and visit this person. You just felt like visiting the person. You went and found out that he has been sick for 3 days. But it's possible you saw the thing in a vision and you said, next week I will go. And by Sunday, the person died. But if you are picking, your feet are picking, and you visited the person, and then you suddenly realize that it was God that directed you, said, or that feet. So men of prayer, God will find a way to order your feet, even if you didn't see with your eyes. Order your feet. So on that day that Jesus was born, Simeon was moving like this. He's a man of the Spirit. He came by the Spirit into the temple, and then he looked upon Jesus, and the things he saw in his place of prayer, he now saw it embodied in a baby. He said, the Lord has raised their horn to save Israel, a baby. You must be a man of faith. There must be something he knew others doesn't know, for him to look at a baby and say, God has raised the horn of salvation. If I'm the one, I will speak to maybe a 30 something year old man that already has money and is already prospering in life. Is it not better? But to you to look at a baby and say, the Lord has raised the horn, is superior information. And then Anna was there. Both of them began to speak, give prophetic insight concerning the baby. I was waiting for Mary. I was waiting for Joseph. I want to ask you, who are the real parents? May you not come tomorrow and bring useless children in this world you don't know anything about. They call you daddy for mouth. Daddy that doesn't know anything about them. Make sure, are you hearing what? Before you, if you have not settled the destiny of any baby, don't give birth to them on this earth. This earth is too cruel for you to carry an innocent child and bring here. Settle their destiny before they arrive. And teach them the way of the altar too. There are some things you, there is a way you settle and litter their path with altars. They can't survive it. If they wake up one day and say, like me now, I wake up and say, I don't want to serve God. It's not possible. One day, a man will appear and say, I'm the God of your fathers. Come here, my friend. If you refuse, they slap you, you'll be dumb for 21 days. The day you decide to follow us, you will talk. The day you decide to follow us, you will talk. That's what happened to Jacob. He didn't have plan of yielding to God. But his destiny, the challenge he's facing in life overpowered him. The guy has tried, are you hearing me, Chief Ezra? The guy has tried everything he can try. The thing know the work. He just came and started praying. God help me. Why is my life like this? They will leave you. Because what you need is breakthrough in your finances. Which necessarily doesn't take 3 days. But God will keep you there. And he'll be praying for it 1 month, 2 months. After, when you pray 6 months, he will release 100,000 for you. You say he's working. What is 100,000? After 1 year, he will release 1 million. You will come and give testimony. Say, since I started following God in this revival hub, my finances have improved. They will sit in cancer meeting in heaven and smile and say, we have gotten him. We have gotten him. Are you hearing me? Whatever it takes, they don't care. And then you continue to groan because you have found out it's groaning and fasting that brought this one. And then you groan for 3 years. By then, even the money, you have lost taste for the money because many things have died along the path. You will now find out that it's a wooing spirit that wooed you.
When they wooed Jacob, Jacob came and he was looking. He said, if you give me clothes, if you give me shoe, God said, I will give you clothes, I will give you shoe. He didn't know they are wooing him to the place of covenant. When he laid his head upon the altar, the Bible said there was a ladder to open. He said, Kai! This is the house of God and the gate of heaven. The God of his father appeared. On that day, he can no more run. Huh? It was there that God began to institute new things concerning him. Huh? He now showed him that he be beyond a normal man. That all the challenges, all the 14 years in the house of Balaam is to catch his attention. Had he been there, caught his attention at year 6, his service would have ended. Those 14 years is an attempt to achieve his destiny in the energy of the flesh. By the time he is through, his father, everywhere he go, they will be chasing him. Esau chased him this way. He went there, Laban was chasing him this way. Until he said, God, like this, nobody. It's either he told his people, stay this way, me, I'm crossing. Then God said, finally, we have put you in Siki 1. Huh? He's here now. He said, God, save me. He said, look at the altar. Lay your head. Then he found out that he is more than a man, a nation. Why will you die like a mere man when you are a nation? There are many people more than men. They are nations. They are gods. But you will die like a mere man. That's why God will make your life like this. Suddenly you find yourself in a revival hub. I know that this is no more your plan. Me, I'm sure. No, be so. Your plan has been thrown into the garbage can. And in this project, me and God, we are partners. Many of you here, huh? In this project, me and God, Harry, we are partners. So many young men and young ladies, they will come and say, Papa, I want to see you now. I want to see you now. I say, Is he by force? He said, I want to see you because I'm traveling to Angora tomorrow. I say, Save journey now. Do you have transport fare? When I know that you will come back again, it's better you stay once and finish it. If you like, go to Katangora, you will come back. Marates Tefere Bakaria Tabahat Mantekatia Bata. You are increasing this thing, I'm suspecting you. Allow me to teach more. So, people of prayer are in custodian of the manifestation of God's purposes. Sometimes, even if they are not the ones that will become the literal verses, huh? I don't care if you are the one, you must come in contact with them. And such men, they know. They know what they are carrying. They know that if God will use you, you will come in contact with them. They are gatekeepers. Amen. There are still many lessons here, but let's try. So Luke chapter 18 verse 1, quickly chores. The next lesson is number what now? Importunity is the proof of faith in prayer. Importunity. Luke chapter 18 verse 1. Thank God I have my own Bible. Esther and her coat, they planned for me today, but God has delivered me from their hands. Verse 1. Why not read for me? Odogu, read for me from verse 1 to 8. Somebody find mic for him. I came to your school, they almost killed me. Those people are strong men. Oh. The powers of the territory is not smiling. If it's not that God has helped us. Come and take my mic.
And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. 2, saying, There was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. 3, and there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. 4, and he would not for a while, but afterwards.
Say after me, he would not for a while. Just about a while. The problem is that the definition of while, we don't know. Sometimes the definition of a while can be 10 years actually. But the Bible calls it while. Sometimes it can be a year. Sometimes it can be 1 week. Sometimes it can be 21 days. Continue.
But afterward, he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man. 5. Yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. 6. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. 7. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? 8. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth?
Amen. So this is another, reduce a little more. This is another lesson. Watch. This is another lesson in prayer. And if we don't understand this lesson, many of the time we will have issues of, let's say, unanswered prayer. Even though me, I don't believe in unanswered prayer. There is nothing like unanswered prayer. Yes. Many things people are calling unanswered prayer is either is not even a prayer in the first place. That means you are praying amiss. Or you have not measured up to the quota. I will still show you another lesson. That lesson is that prayer is affected by its laws and other laws. Prayer, that's another lesson. Prayer is affected by its laws and other laws. For example, other laws that can affect prayer is the law of accumulation. The law of accumulation. Have you read the book of Revelation? Is it not verse 8? Right? Where the scripture said that there is a vial that is collecting the prayers of the saints. And until the vial became full, there was no feedback and there was no response. Are you getting the point? That means, and we don't know when that prayer started accumulating. Because looking at it then, it will seem as if it just started immediately. But if you ask me, I will say that some of those prayers started from the days of David. If you ask me, or you can even say from the days of the apostles. Many people were praying and it's accumulated. For example, remember that the testimony of that prayer later on was that the scripture said, avengers, avenge our blood. So if you ask me, I will say that the blood of James was there. Is it not true? James was killed. And they collected Peter. They wanted to kill Peter. And the church made prayer. And then he was released. So there are many saints that their prayer is being collected in that vial. Meanwhile, there will be no response until the law of accumulation is fulfilled. That means
that means I will have to say the third lesson. But I'm just, it's just that I can't teach one without the other. So there are three lessons now. I will have to, I might not go deep in the other two, but I needed to teach you importunity. And for me to teach importunity, I need to touch other lessons. If it is true, then another lesson you need to know about prayer is that prayer is transcendent and measured. Prayer is what? Transcendent. That means prayer can go beyond you that prayed it. Are you with me, Raymond? It can go beyond you that prayed it, and it can go beyond the generation that prayed it. So prayer can arrive in... prayer can arrive in three generations and begin to work. Are you with me? Are you with me? So that means that God can put four generations at work praying over one thing. Praying over one thing. Praying over one thing. Praying over one thing. This is the law of accumulation. Remember, I told you that the second lesson is that prayer is affected by its laws. And so, in the law of accumulation, many prayer can be accumulated till it measures up to what it takes for God to bring response on the matter. So if you are not aware of this, you will not position yourself with a heart of importunity. Remember where we started. We started with the fact that the lesson for today is that importunity is the proof of your faith. Where we read, if you go to verse 8, the scripture was saying there that it is not optional, it is not debatable that God will come when a man prays. If we pray, God will come. Let's say it again. Let's say it together. One, two, ready, go. I didn't hear you. Let's say it again. Some people have not joined us. Let's say it again. Let's say it louder. That was very good. If we pray, God will come. This thing should be settled in your heart. Without this conviction in your heart, then you will not be importunate. You know why people give up in prayer? They are not yet men of faith. Men of faith, see, faith is not faith when the substance is not yet ministered. Are you with me? What did the scripture give us as the definition of faith? It said that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So it means that when hope is your expectation, faith is the substance of that expectation. So hope is like the blueprint. I have taught it here before. If we want to transfer water from outside to inside, what are we going to do? Is it not to put a pipe that we connect outside to inside? And also the purpose of that pipe is to connect the source to the manifestation. Remember that the source of all things is the realm of the spirit. That if you read, if you go to that book of Hebrews chapter 11, it said that by faith we know that the things that we see is not made from the things which do appear. That means the things that we see is made from the things that are not seen. Are you seeing it? So that means the spiritual realm is superior. The unseen realm is superior. This is what is faith now. Now, I will show you what is faith and what is hope. Hope is that pipe that connects the realm of the spirit to here. But faith is the water. Remember, what we are looking for is what? Water. Say after me, water. So, if I can stay here and see water over there, I know there is water there. Can you get this point? I'm looking for water to come inside this hall, but the water is outside. So my hope has been able to connect inside and outside. But what I need is water. So just because I have a pipe doesn't mean I have water yet. But whenever water is coming, where will it follow? It will follow pipe. That means whenever there is manifestation, expectation is the mother of manifestation. Because manifestation will follow the path that expectation has created for it. Are you with me? Now watch. Water is what I'm looking for. So water is the substance. So whenever I'm able to see water dwelling in the other realm, that means I have substantiated my hope. Now watch. So I will now stay here and I will use my drilling machine. Are you with me? And I will be drilling. Remember, we have not seen water here, but I've seen water there, and it is on that basis that I have faith. So imagine somebody that came and just, they said that there is water here. If you drill, you will see water. So the person started drilling. Are you with me? But he has not seen the water. Sometimes he can drill for 1 hour. If the water is almost close, he will stop. Why? So the reason why you continue till water came out was because there is faith. So that means your capacity to continue was founded on a conviction. That means importunity is a proof of your conviction. Are you seeing it? So the man that continued in prayer till he saw result was convinced that what he saw is a reality. That means his expectation has been substantiated. That kind of man doesn't count time. He counts manifestation. He doesn't measure the impact of his prayer by how long he has prayed. He measures it by the encounters and manifestation he has. Because for him, he knows that God will come. The substance of his manifestation has already been left in his heart. When he looks inside, he can see it. Are you with me? He can see it. Then he comes to bedpans and he's praying like a madman. For him, he has seen. But you have not seen. So after 3 weeks, you wonder, does it need to take this long? You have not seen anything. Ask God. Pray for 1 minute. Ask God to open my eyes that I might see. Open my eyes that I might see. Open my. You are not praying. This is why people remain small. Open my eyes that I might see. When you see, you can lay hold. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Staberianta caperantola. Manta campeteli capariondo satambe. Ruatale, ruatale. Apata cambre tapahanta capata. Abraham lifted up his eyes. By faith he saw. He refused to give up. 99 years, he was still pressing. That man pressed for 25 years before he saw the fruit of his pressing. Why? He was a man of faith. You cannot become importunate in your pressing and pursuit of God until there is a substance ministered in your heart. Your importunity is a proof of your faith. In Jesus' mighty name. So somebody comes and prays for 15 minutes and the manifestation has not come. He stops. That means he doesn't have. The scripture said in, look at verse 8. He said, I tell you, he will avenge you what? Speedily. But there is a challenge. He said, nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, what? I didn't hear you. What? That is his problem. It's not whether he will come, he will come. When he comes, shall he find him waiting? Because that word faith there is patience, is endurance, tarrying grace, tarrying power, staying grace, staying power. Consistency, persistent, prevailing. There is nothing that that blows the minds of the mortals like men that know how to prevail. Their names in the spirit are not men. Their names are princes. For a man that prevails is a prince in the spirit. The man with power. Huh? The real power in the spirit is not a gift. It's a prevailing grace. When a man prevails in the spirit, the mortals accuse it as power. Because it takes power to prevail. Huh? That's what happened to men like Jacob. They said no. The scripture said that this man is a prince and he has power with God and with men. Who are you? I'm a prince. And because I'm a prince, don't allow me to see it. When I see it, I'm a prince. And the proof that you are a prince is that you prevailed. Huh? That's how we know princes. They don't come back with excuses. How the thing is stubborn. How I said, my man, I tried. God knows I tried. I tried. My friend, come on. Don't like those kind of. Don't allow them to stay near you. What we are raising here is soldiers and princes. Men that know how to prevail. Nobody wants to hear your story. All those stories you want to tell people how you tried and then, you know, it didn't finally work out. Nobody wants to hear it. What people want to hear is how you finally prevailed. Don't stop now. There is no testimony in your stopping now. I did it for 1 year. I tried. There is no testimony in it. The testimony is that you prevailed like a prince. It's a proof of your convictions and your faith. How far are you willing to go, Sister Joyce? Oh, that God will raise princes of power again. Not to make people to fall, but to bring men to where they will tarry to the inch of their life. Huh? Jesus came and asked Peter. He said, "Lovest thou me more than this?" The question of Jesus is, just because I left, you left. There is no tarrying grace in you. It means that if you don't see me, you will stop. Huh? There is no conviction yet born. Like, if I'm not around, I notice some people reduce the pace of their prayer. You have not seen Jesus yet. When you saw the Jesus we saw, like somebody was asking me yesterday, he said, "When we see you, we are learning from you. How did you learn this one?" I need to tell you that majority of the things I'm doing, there is no, I don't want to say this. If I say it now, the people will hear me and it will seem as if I insulted them, but that's not my plan. Huh? But there is no, there's much example. So in the place that we stood and we are praying for 3 hours, we didn't see people praying that we looked up to. Huh? The only thing that convinced us to tarry was the witness that is inside of us, that God will come. He told me he will come. He said, "No." I said, "Are you coming?" He said, "I'm coming. I'm coming." I said, "It's enough." I stayed there. It's easy for somebody, for me to tell you now that I fasted for 13 months. And because you are seeing what is happening in my life, you will believe. Did you ask me what convinced me to do 30 months? Who was I looking up to? What example did I see? Are you hearing what I'm saying? No. I'm saying, what if I'm not there like Jesus? Is there conviction in your heart? We are not here to raise robots. We are here to raise princes. I know I'm an example. But I'm not the example. I am an example, but not the example. Who is the example? So sometimes Jesus, he stepped out of the way to watch and see what Peter and them is doing. He found out that all their hope was on Jesus the man, Jesus the earthly man. Such that even when he was leaving, after 40 days, they still asked him, "When are you restoring the kingdom of Israel? Baba, why would they follow you now? Say, I won't be commissioner, I won't be minister." Nobody say, "Me, I don't get my own encounter now. Nah, I don't check you like this." Eh?
You don't know. The way I'm moving now, huh? It's easier for people to follow me, no be so. There is no conviction yet. There is no revelation to what they are doing. I go on social media someplace, they will call me daddy, daddy, my papa, my daddy. I will say, well done. In my heart, I will say, who is your daddy? Ah, don't allow them to daddy and mama you into obscurity. That's rubbish. Do you know what is daddy and mommy? You are not married. Go and ask daddy and mommy. They don't sleep in the night. When your child is small, you don't sleep in the night until they mature. That is why people like us, we don't rest until people we are training matures to the place of responsibility. There is no rest for you. They wake up and poo poo on their clothes. You want to be the guy. Your small child, even if you are not the woman that gave birth, you are the man. Even you too, you no go sleep. All of them are there for the same house. By 2 in the night. I don't know why they choose the night. That is the day you will realize. Are you with me? There is one of our brothers here. I was trying to start my prayers in the night around 1. He called me and said, daddy, daddy, daddy. I said, what is it? Calm down. Daddy, daddy. I said, calm down. What is it? He said, the principalities of my school are looking for me. I said, what did you do? How did you see them? How did they come? I said, small. I was saying to him, small you, what are they looking for? It's waste of energy now. Many of you said that some of those princes won't waste their energy on you. Small, small spirit of slumber, you have not conquered. Thing will come in the night and say, you fall under power. Anybody here that thinks he has fought princes that has not conquered sleep, you don't know what you fought. Huh? For you to be qualified to deal with princes, you must have conquered the night. The night is the time of combat. Huh? Princes are beings of the night. They will wait for when you are inactive, they will come. But some people that are wise, when others are sleeping, you are awake in the night. You are a prince. You have to govern your territory. You have to maintain your territorial integrity. And if you will maintain territorial integrity, have you noticed that the security agencies have to be more active when others are less active? Is it not true? Their job is more in the night than in the day. They have not conquered slumber. I told the guy, what did you do? What did you? Because that's how children do. They call you by 2 a.m. Huh? They will be cry by 2 a.m. And you say, you are daddy, you are mommy. What have you done? Do you even have the capacity? If they push you, the small oil you have, it will finish. You find that you never get oil. They put something in the hand and clean it on your head, and you are moving as if you are anointed. They clean, somebody clean hand for your head, and you are carrying it. If I be a man, some of you are even praying, if I be a man of God, let fire fall. And then what we see is smoke. You know that smoke that does like this, nothing will happen. Can you, if you think I'm joking, huh? I will leave you in these bedpans. You will preach for 7 days straight. With all your revelation, one day you will come here, nothing will happen.
with all, everything you know, that thing you are doing, nah, but with yourself, people will be looking and say, why is this guy jumping up? Have you ever asked that kind of question? Somebody is, why, what's wrong with this guy? Is he shouting? Who is he shouting on? Is it because I'm sitting here? All these children, they don't respect themselves. I look like, am I like your mate? That's when you find out his authority that keeps men. Ah! When you stand like this and you speak, they will reckon, they are not seeing you, they are seeing where you are coming from. It's authority. And I'm not saying something I'm not sure. At least I've been opportune to stand on a few platforms. Huh? When you stand there, you can know yourself. Some of you that want to preach, eh? I can give you this mic to stand on this stage. In fact, I don't know, you might stand on it and fall under power. The problem is not the stage, the challenge, there is something it takes. Some people, it took time for them to get used to. And it's because most times I'm around to calm you down, calm you down, calm you down. Do you know why? Is they just clean oil on your head. It's just oil they clean on your head. Sometimes before I minister, I've been doing warfare for 3 days and it is draining my spiritual energy. But I will come here and I will bring, because I come here with multi-socket. I'm a multi-socket charger. So when I come, I just, because I'm connected to high tension. Actually, it's my, I pray it every day. Huh? Hook me up to the unprotected power line. If they hook you there, you blow. And then when they hook me, I will come. I say, everybody plug. If you think I'm joking, I will tell all of you, I have plug now. It won't take 1 minute. All of you will fall on. You can't start. Just more charging. That's the thing you run on for some time, for 3 months. Should I tell you? Sometimes you think is the person leading prayer that is actually leading prayer, but it's not exactly true. The day you will know is the day you go out of alignment. You'll be calling everything you know, doing all magic. People, they will be doing. Somebody like Precious will be doing. The team know they move. Somebody like Dennis, we go one side and do. He's not moving yet. I know. It's me and him. We know he's not moving. Even though he's doing. You know they move. When he come out, you look at his eyes. It will be white. Because when you drink. When you drink. You become Israel. The scripture said in the book of Numbers 23, Israel is like a young lion that is drunken with the blood of his enemies. His eyes is red. When you drink, we will know. Are you getting the point? So sometimes, I'm not praying for my need. I have to do many things. Do you know why? I will find out sometimes I'm on my own. I say, let me rest. I'll be charging him. Energy will be leaving me. I say, hey, who is, I know that many people have connected there. Where I am, I'm on my own. Oh. And they connected wire. Even if I'm not aware, if they start anything here, I will know. Because the team will be leaving. If they suck you like this, all those small boys that gather at her, but they suck you for 1 month, and you became empty. They taught you a big lesson.
Because you have been jumping around, I'm anointed. Huh?
If they catch you, they barb your hair.
Anyway,
let me leave you. I'm trying to teach you something.
Huh?
What I'm trying to teach you is that it takes a lot for somebody to come to the place where they can call him somebody that can cover others so that they can go to war. Sometimes many people will tell me that they are doing fasting, they are doing this. I will pray for them. I will say, God, Lord, I give these people covering in the spirit to engage things. I hope you know that you can encounter anything. I hope you know that your fasting can be unproductive. Why am I going here? Huh? There are prayers you pray. Instead of solving problem, it brought more problem. Say, who are you to even pray this? They slap you. You wake up, your eye is big like this. They have not given you big eye. That's why you are like this. They have not given you anything. They either give you big eye, they do something to you, or they put boil in your buttocks, in your nyash. There is nothing we have not seen. They can put boil there. Sometimes they will strike you with headache. All kinds of things. Sometimes they will dislocate a bone in your body. Has it not happened to you? Without importunity, there are many things we can. In fact, importunity, as I teach you people, is beyond human law. That law didn't originate from here. It's a law coming from the realm of the spirit. Listen. So, when Jesus was teaching importunity in prayer, he's trying to tell these guys that this thing I'm telling you is, it can overcome any will. Listen to me. There is no limitation that can stand importunity. None. That's what Jesus is telling us in the book of Luke chapter 18. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you are with me, say amen. Have you ever done something and you prayed about something and said, Kai, I've tried, you know the work. You don't know importunity yet. Huh? The worst case scenario was what was shown here. And in the worst case scenario, there was still victory. And the name of the system that brought it is importunity. Huh? He said, for men ought always to pray and not to faint and not to give up. So when you give up on a matter, it means that you have not been imparted with the spirit of importunity. It means that somehow your eyes have not seen the answer. If your eyes have seen the answer, if your eyes have seen the response, the reward, then you will not stop. Are you with me? You become importunate. Let me tell you. Do you know the reason why I'm here? There are many gifted people. Many graced, gifted, all kinds of people. Have you noticed? I'm not gifted. I'm not graced. There is no anointing. There is nothing special. But one thing. One thing I know the Lord has blessed me with is the grace to tarry. Is the spirit of importunity. And I pray, as many as are under the influence of my voice, that the Lord will bless you with the same spirit in the name of Jesus. Importunity. Destiny waits for the one that will tarry the most. Huh? Sometimes God keeps the prize and there is no name on the prize. The name on the prize is who tarries the most. Huh? So you think there is a particular, there is no name on it. The The name is the one that tarries the most. So when the mortals see groaning and tarrying men, something about them rejoices. They know that they have laid hold on a man. And sometimes they set the bar very high so that they will discourage all the weak pursuers. Do you know in the same term that Peter and everybody came, they didn't see Jesus? It is there that Mary came and saw Jesus. Say, where did you keep my master? Jesus was going to heaven and a woman's hunger suspended his ascension. What kind of a woman is that? Say, you can't go with that. You can't. You can't. God. Those men, importunity, in the journey of importunity, many things about you will die. But one thing will not die, your conviction. It will remain alive. Men like Job, he said, even if you slay me, even if you slay me, if my body decay, yet will my spirit be made alive. What did they see? They saw beyond this realm. Their soul latched on to eternal matter and substance, and they became consumed with the same thing that they saw. And the daily expression of their prayer is hinging on the convictions that they had concerning the matters. They refuse to give up. Many people will come and tell the guy, oh boy, you have tried. When I hear it, my soul get angry with the testimony of men that clap for you and say you have done well. That some of them will come and tell you the Lord has lifted you up. But when you see where we are going, say, lift up your eyes and see, oh son of man, lift up your eyes and see, and make sure you don't go. Let the sight consume your heart. The sight of the spirit is not for recognition. The sight of the spirit is for consummation. It is such that when you see, you are consumed by what you see. The sight became the automator, the machinery that powers the life that you live after that your sight. You are consumed by the desire that is implanted in your heart as a result of your sight. What seest thou? What you see will modify. What you see will mutate your taste. It will mutate your engagement. It will take sleep from your eyes. It will make you pray for 6 hours. And they ask you, Kai, oh boy, you are a prayer man. Oh. Not be waiting till they tell you, oh boy, you don't pray. Oh. When they are telling you, you go back and weep. They say, my generation has left God. Why are they according respect to something that is nothing? We have not laid hold. Oh God, shut my ears to what they are saying. I don't want to hear it. Not laid hold. Let them stop telling me I'm praying. I don't want to hear it. Have we laid hold? Plant in me a spirit that never says die. Kambe. Kambe koma. Kambe. Ampekomaka akambakate stabela akua. For an importunate man, there is no disadvantage. For the man that said never die, there is no time that God will stop working. When you stay on your knees, God is working. God is working. It might not look like it, but He's working. It might not look like it, but angels are in activity. It might not look like it, but you are stirring heavenly walls. Tarry men, persistent men, preferring princes of power. Make me one. Make me one. Make me one. For men ought always to pray and not to faint. For men. Are you a man? Then you need to pray and not give up. Ask God for the tarrying power, the tarrying grace. You pray until you become another man. You pray until the testimony that they brought about you before will become a lie. For the man that can pray, the testimony of men are lies. A day will come and will become another man. If you can pray, God can change everything for you. He can change anything for you. Even your life can be changed. For man ought always to pray. And he said, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith? Shall he find you tarrying? You said 4 years ago that God told you, and this year you have given up. Does it mean that God has lied? You have to ask God for the tarrying grace. I will stay in the place of prayer until what God said begins to come to pass. Tarrying power, tarrying grace. If God said it, if God said it, then we are going to tarry. We are going to pray until it comes. Let my spirit learn this lesson. Let my soul learn this lesson. The lesson of importunity. That the man that tarries, we have the object of his pursuit. If you tarry long enough. Pray with me. All these things telling you to give up, telling you that you have tried. All the visions that you have put on the shelf, all the things that God spoke, all the greatness that you saw in the vision, why are you giving up on it? You need to tarry in prayer until it comes. God will come. Believe me, he will come. The scripture said he will come. It might have been 20 years ago, but I tell you, tarry. It might be 10 years ago, but I tell you, tarry. Increase your tempo. Satan will give up. Demons will give up. The walls will fall. Heaven will respond. The angels will put on the walk. The throne of God will speak. If you can tarry, it might have been 5 years ago. It might be 3 years ago. But if you tarry, if you become importunate, if you read the instruction of the scripture, it's there for men ought always to pray and not to faint. Papa, why are you giving up, Papa? Don't settle for little. Don't settle. asking for tidal power. Disturb me in my sleep. Disturb me in the morning. Disturb me in the night. Disturb me. Give me no rest. Don't let me to settle on my oars. Disturb me. Make me restless. Make me restless. Make me restless. Make me stronger than my adversaries. Make me stronger than my limitations. Make me stronger than my warfare. Give me grace to last longer than the enemy. You will last longer than your challenges and your enemies. You must break through in the spirit. Receive the tarrying grace now. Receive the tarrying power now. Receive the persistent grace, the prevailing power. Hey! Hey! It's coming, it's coming. For he that will come, will come. But when he comes, shall he find faith? In Jesus' mighty name. Tomorrow we continue by 5 p.m. If there is a prayer that should not leave your lips, it is grace to tarry. Anything and all things is possible to him that can tarry. Don't stop praying. Even if you can't do any other thing, make sure you can still pray. And if you can still pray, then all hope is not lost. Never lose hope on the man that is still praying by the Spirit. Don't lose hope on the man. Don't say the man cannot make it. Don't say the man can't break forth. Don't say the man can't win, can't conquer. If he's still on his knees, then God will pay him a visitation. His moment can change. Jacob can become Israel. If his altar is still active. In Jesus' mighty name. Call that mommy that is living. Call her, call her. We have closed for today. I want 10 people to come and welcome her. 10 people. And greet her. You are not greeting her well. Okay, 20 people. You are not greeting her well. Okay, 30 people. And then if you are seeing new faces around you, greet the person. That lady, the fair lady at the back, I've not seen her before. I need 20 people to go and greet her quickly. 20. Stand and greet her. 20. And if you notice somebody, this damsel is not standing. Go and greet somebody. I just saw two people that arrived. Somebody like Ochoma is back. Hallelujah. Come and cast your offering, your seed or your tithe. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. Listen. Listen to me. We are soliciting for help to ventilate this place. And if you have not sowed sacrificially, we implore you to sow in the name of Jesus. If you have not sowed, raise your hand. Look at me. My brother, look at me. This is not how God created me. If you ask me, I will say that if a standing air conditioner is here, I will not be like this. Let's know the people that is waiting by spiritual
exertion, and people that are sweating because of the environment. So we know people that are really pressing. So like God's love is not pressing. And if justice is sweating, he's sweating. So if you have not sown, raise your hand. Come and sow. Come and sow. I thought you were here yesterday. Did you come out yesterday? That means you don't want to sow. No problem. We don't want. We are not forcing people. So if you want to sow, come. Sister, have you sown? You want to sow now? Come. Choma, give her paper. Give her paper quickly. Give her paper quickly. Kneel down. Let's pray for you quickly. We are trusting God that within the next 1 month, we'll be able to handle them. When you come here, let's know whether it's the heat that is keeping precious awake. The kind of breeze that will blow here. Jesus. Chisholm, have you given? Okay, yes. He sacrificed. Jasper, sacrifice. You go to school? What did you give? I blow your head. What is 10,000? I've been warning you. All the men of prayer. And let me not say this. But I noticed that. Have you noticed in your church, your former church, prayer warriors used to be poor? How many of you notice it in your prayer warriors? It's because they think prayer can get money. They don't know there is another law guiding money. Yes. As a man of prayer, I'm telling you now, don't think it's only prayer I'm doing. Don't be praying. We download the finances. We download it. The prayer will open the heaven. But for you to come here, there is another thing. Let's stretch forth our hands and pray for them quickly in the name of Jesus. You are not praying. Are you been in? Mommy, come and sow. Which one? Yesterday. Okay. Oh yeah. Pray. More son, I go pray for them. Elijah Yog. Raymond, come here. What did you sow? Come, let me hear. Be praying. I didn't say stop. Even you at the front, be praying. From this altar, we release an answer, a manifestation. Both you that is present here and the people following us online, there is no distance in the realm of the spirit. We release angels. Let them not rest until they perform the word of God over your life. Let the yoke of lack that is troubling your family. All the time your father is complaining for school fees. You want it to continue in your generation. You must break that yoke by prayer, by sacrificial giving. My children will not complain about school fees. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing me? It's not by I claim it. It's not I claim it only. Prayer is one. Then there is another one, is this. In Jesus' name, you are blessed. I pray that the Lord will confirm his word in Jesus' name. Now, 7th of... where is Sister Emanuela? Our sister, the father died when we are doing PMP. I think on the Saturday, you are aware now. So, and the burial date has been fixed. And it so happened that he fell on the day of our 24 hours, the 7th of May. But we will still go, we'll find a way. Amen. So, what we do now is to go and commiserate with her as individuals, and then we are going to support and do what we ought to do as a corporate entity. We'll be represented there in Jesus' name. God has helped us, and there is nothing that we are supposed to do we cannot do. So there is no need to fear in Jesus' name. So I want 10 people to greet her. If you think I'm talking to you and you are sitting on the seat on her row, then go and greet her. We have dismissed. Somebody come and greet Ifeanyi Beto. His hair is fine. Aile Mona Kata. Wait, listen. If you're a newcomer, raise your hand. Come, let's greet you quickly. If you don't know me, or I don't know you, come and stand in front. I don't know this guy. Come and stand. Do I know your name? You just told me now. I don't know you too. Come.